Mama, welcome to the Mrs. Mummy PhD podcast. I am your host, Dr. Michelle Gibbs, and this podcast exists to help scholarly mamas like you to achieve your life and academic goals without sacrificing what matters most. Here, we're changing the overwhelm, juggle, struggle narrative around what it means to be a mama on an academic journey to one of empowerment, fulfillment, and purposeful success. So how do we successfully navigate these journeys? Well, first, we need the space to embrace this unique blend. Let's begin by saying yes to creating a life that feels as good on the inside as it looks on the outside, because that's when we truly become purposefully whole. So get ready for the most non-traditional, unconventional, and revolutionary approach to PhD motherhood, because one thing I have learned over my many years of experience on this journey is that if you want something different, you have to do something different. But you must be brave enough to think differently first. So, Mama, are you in? Fabulous! Let's begin. These are our journeys of becoming. Hey, mamas, welcome back to the podcast. This is going to be a relatively short episode because I really just wanted to share my thoughts on something that I've been seeing a lot online, but also have been reflecting upon on my own journey, my own experience of this. Now, we as working mamas, we as scholarly mamas who are juggling many hats, we sometimes fall into the trap of wanting to do it all. You know, we constantly see messages about doing it all, having it all, being able to be the superwoman and all the rest of it. Now, this space is meant to be a space of inspiration, but also a space to really challenge you on some of the mindsets that really get us stuck in this struggle, in navigating this scholarly mama journey. And it's important for me to call these out, challenge them, and hopefully help us to change some of these mindsets. And one of the things that really, you know, I've had to reflect on myself, I've had to challenge my own self on, is this idea of doing it all. Now, I think this is one of the biggest traps that we can find ourselves in as scholarly mamas. Now, don't get me wrong, I do wear a lot of hats and I do juggle lots of things. And I think naturally that comes with motherhood. It comes with living a real life outside of an academic life, outside of your work and your career. And, you know, I think naturally we find ourselves in positions where we are juggling multiple dimensions of ourselves. Because the truth is that real life is multidimensional. I've said that several times. And just naturally, we find ourselves having to juggle lots of things. And so I think that's really quite often our reality. However, actually, before I make that point that I want to make about the dangers of doing it all, I'm just going to put a bit of a disclaimer in here to say that we are allowed to be our multifaceted, authentic selves, even as mamas, even as scholarly mamas, right? Because it's part of what makes us who we are. It's part of our identity to wear different hats and embrace the various dimensions of ourselves. But the idea of having it all and doing it all really presents a unique challenge for us as scholarly mamas, because what we end up doing is finding ourselves in a place where it's not just that we want to do it all, but we want to do it all perfectly. We really want to be all the things to all the people all the time. And I just don't think that that's really realistic. I really think that that's one of the things that gets us trapped in this juggle struggle and stops us from being able to move forward. And, you know, when I was in the thick of my PhD with one and then two and then three babies at home, you know, naturally you put yourself under all this immense pressure to excel at everything. You want to be the perfect PhD student. You want to maintain your research productivity. You want to keep an immaculate home. You want to be faultless. You want to be the ever-present mom. You want to do all the things, be all the things for all the people all the time. And you realize at some point that that's just simply impossible to sustain. It's not sustainable. It's not even desirable, right? And so I think going back to this idea of doing it all, I think we really need to be honest with ourselves about what that actually means in practice. What does it mean to do it all? I know a lot of times, you know, when we have a little quiet moment, a rare moment of solitude, sometimes when we can, like, you know, take a break from all of the chaos of juggling all and doing it all, and we get that little moment of silence, that little moment of reflection, that little moment of solitude, it hits us, right? We begin to wonder, how on earth are we even sustaining this? Is it even sustainable? Can we keep this going? Can we finish this PhD? Can we finish it intact? Can we finish it well? Can we finish it without losing ourselves, without losing our families? And I have been there. I have navigated all of those feelings, you know? And so really, I think, when you're in the thick of the juggle struggle, when you're in the midst of doing it all, of course, I'm going to say first off that support is key, right? That is the first thing. You need to accept the help. I was recently coaching a client and she was saying to me how she felt before. She was so overwhelmed with the guilt, juggling everything, but not even just juggling everything, juggling the guilt of juggling everything, right? Whenever she was working on her PhD, she was feeling guilty about not being a present mama. And when she was being a present mama, she was feeling guilty about not working on her PhD. And then, of course, there were work pressures and all of that. And I think when you really reflect on this, you have to really think and be honest with yourself. What does doing it all mean? Because doing it all may not look the same for you as you see other people talking about online or wherever you're looking, right? Doing it all for you may mean not doing it all at the same time. You know, who ever said that you had to do everything at the same time? Who ever said that you had to do everything by yourself? Who ever said that you had to do it all at the same pace, right? Or at the same pace as other people? You know, on this journey, I have realized that there's always a cost. There's always a cost. There are sacrifices that everybody has to make, right? And to be able to navigate this unique juggling act of scholarly motherhood, we have to be honest with ourselves about those costs. Are we happy with what has to give? Because something is going to have to give. Are we happy with what has to give? Can we be satisfied with the sacrifices that we have to make so that we can proceed with purpose? This is the place you have to get to. And I knew personally for me that I wanted to enjoy my journey. I wanted to enjoy my family. I wanted to enjoy my kids. I wanted to enjoy my husband and my marriage. I wanted to enjoy the things that really mattered to me. And I knew that the only way I could do that was to actually slow down and get really crystal clear on what I actually wanted, right? What I actually wanted from this journey and how I was prepared to navigate it, how I was prepared to get myself to finishing well. And so I just wanted to challenge you, because sometimes we get stuck in our own heads. We get stuck in the comparison trap of looking at what everybody else is doing and how everybody else is progressing, comparing ourselves. We get trapped in this loop of comparison and guilt and just feeling awful. We also get trapped in the perfectionist trap, right? Where we think we can't do anything unless we do it perfectly. And we also get trapped in the superwoman trap, where we think that we have to do everything ourselves, we are invincible, and we don't need any help. And these traps of trying to do it all perfectly, trying to do it like everybody else, they just get us stuck in that juggle struggle. And so I invite you to really get some clarity on what does doing it all mean? What does doing it all mean to you? Because really, I think it's less about doing it all and more about getting crystal clear and honest about what sacrifices we are willing to make so that we can finish well. For me, it was taking a slower pace, pacing myself throughout this journey so I don't burn out, I protect the asset, and I finish well. And that worked for me. For you, the sacrifices may look different. Maybe you've got other things that you're willing to sacrifice. But just getting crystal clear on those things will really help you to see a path through this chaos right now of trying to do it all. And so inside of my one-on-one coaching, I will help you to go from this feeling of being stuck in the struggle, not making any progress, feeling trapped, feeling like, you know, how on earth are you going to get through to the end of this, to making consistent, purposeful progress in your scholarly mama journey. And without all that guilt and without sacrificing what truly matters to you. So I invite you, book a discovery call and let's get started. It's a short episode today, but I hope that you can see the traps that this concept of trying to do it all can lead us to, that valley of overwhelm and disillusionment, and how we can free ourselves from that, how we can emerge successful and get on the path to purposeful success and scholarly joy. And I wish that for you, Mama. Thanks for listening today. I'll see you in the next one. Sending you lots of love and lots of gratitude. Take care, Mama. Bye for now. Thank you for tuning in to the Mrs. Mummy PhD podcast. I hope you've enjoyed the episode. And if you did, and you want in on this movement, please head over to MrsMummyPhD.com or ScholarlyMamas.com. If you want to do your PhD well, without sacrificing yourself or those you love dearest, then you need your hands on my free training called the PhD with Purpose Maminar. When you join us inside Scholarly Mamas Explore, you'll get access to this free training and so much more. Remember, Mama, these are our journeys of becoming.